so far this spring, as you get to know your staff and your players,
yeah,
what's this process been like to just...
Like you said, it's learning everybody. It's learning the process of, you know, all the guys around us, coaching staff, being able to be a part of something. You know, the opportunity that Coach Del Rio gave me, to join this staff and to be able to, help in, all facets and, from the back end to, to be able to help the, linebackers' communication between the secondary. It's been going good, and it's a great staff to work with. We've bonded in a short time, and we've met about a lot of football.
Yeah. How do you teach communication? I assume, they've talked about communication here before.
Yeah.
The
big thing is communication is the key to all success. I try to always relate those things, even as a family, communicating, to one another as a husband and wife, and so you're talking to your kids. And for us to be able to communicate, our communication starts as coaches to coaches, and then it works from player, to coach, and then they take that communication out on the field from player to player. And the big thing is what we're saying out there on the field on a game day situation, and being able to communicate like that. And I think the biggest thing is making sure that everybody's saying the same thing, and that starts with us as coaches, and that process of going through that, and then you just keep working on those things. Every day we strive for two goals. I know they talk about it in the back end. Let's have great communication, how we're speaking to one another, and two, let's not let the ball go over our head.
Eddie Vanderdoes. So, first of all, is your greatest focus right now, in your last position, you're kind of roaming.
Yeah.
Are you more focused on secondary?
Yeah, I would say I'm more in the back end right now and really trying to, with Coach Woodson and Coach Vies, to be able to make sure our communication is at a high level. I'm another set of eyes that gives them a different way to look at things, and to be able to hear, and to be able to help guys understand. Mine and Kenny's communication has been outstanding, from a point that we try to talk every day about certain situations, and just to be able to give another set of eyes and to be able to handle those things, I think it helps. But mostly right now it's been through going to the secondary meetings, being able to talk to them. I went to the linebacker meetings earlier in rookie mini camp, and just to keep listening, keep hearing what we're saying, and make sure we're communicating at a high level.
Were you concerned at all when you came in about stepping on Kenny's toes at all?
There's no stepping on anyone's toes. It's just I got a job to do, and Coach Del Rio, told me what I needed to do, and the first thing was to improve our overall communication as a defense, and it starts in the back end, and once we get those things, because as long as we're saying the same things and we're doing the correct things, as long as you get 11 guys doing that, you get 11 guys out there hunting on the field, and that's what it's all about.
Is that job easier when you have a veteran like Reggie Nelson back there? Is that job?
It's been outstanding. I've nothing but just gravitated to a guy like that, to be able to talk football with him, pick his brain of how he sees things, how he understands the game of football. And, I think the biggest thing that we always talk about back there usually is disguising. I think disguising is something that you got to take to a level in your defense that you can really do a lot of different things out of that. He's somebody that understands the game, and it's just good to be around a guy like that. Excellent pro. He's a pro. Comes to work every day, questions, writes everything down, listens. That's what it's about. He's a great example for our younger players to be able to, watch a guy like that and be able to see how it's supposed to be done.
Not to harp on last year, but when you first get here, you're watching film and getting a sense of what happened last year, so you can build off that.
Yeah.
What stood out to you when you saw this defense?
Well, you see the biggest positives is you see a defensive player of the year, Khalil Mack, and And I find myself always watching him in certain things. This rush game, and you see a great athletic outside linebacker in Bruce Irvin, the things that he does and the takeaways that they, you know, that they generated here, you know, defensively, and the game stops at the end of the games. I think those were always big in their 2-minute drives, and the number one thing we got to be able to do is you got to eliminate those explosive plays, and it's a focus that you have to hit in our OTAs right now and in the off season. You can't let the ball get over your head, and it's those things that we got to correct. And as you're working through this process, defensive football, first thing you got to eliminate is big plays. You know, it's a game, like I've always said, it's a game of mistakes, but it's a team that minimizes those mistakes that you're going to benefit from. And, you know, for us to have success, can't let the ball go over our head. And it's something that we got to do a better job of. Last year, we learned from those things, and you know, you move on from it. But the only thing we can do from the past is, you know, be able to learn from those mistakes and move on.
Where do you think that somebody young, somebody, you know, highly touted like Carl,
yeah,
Joseph, you know, who missed some time due to injury, came off that AC?
Yeah.
Where do you want to see him make strides?
Well, I think you're always seeing a player like that, just that from the first year to the second year, he's going to jump just because of his ability to grow as a professional. I told guys always when they came in as a rookie, they don't understand the game quite as fast as other guys get it, and there's always that learning curve. Right now, the rookies' heads are spinning on certain things and how everything's coming at them, and you take it one day at a time. I always tell them the most important play is that next play. Regardless of what happened, we'll learn from it, but move on and let's get to that next play. But a guy like Carl, you know, he's going to be 50%. The mental part of it is going to be so much better just from his jump from a first year to second year and how to, you know, learn those things and truly understanding it. And he's done a great job of just like Reggie, taking notes. He wants to know everything from every detail of why we're doing this. And when they understand that, they can play faster.
What if, respectively, Darion and Obi shown you as young players getting acclimated?
Yeah, real good football players, athletic. You know, they're out there competing. The best thing that you can do to a group is bring in competition. Any type, the more depth you have, the more competition you have, the better it always makes you. So that's, I think, been a real positive. You know, they're young. They're still rookies. They're still trying to find their way around and make sure they're getting lined up okay. But other than that, they're really detailed. And you can see the one thing that always stands out first and foremost is the athletic ability of both of them. They're great athletes.
There's going to be certain personnel groupings where those two can share a field. What does that do from a sub-package standpoint?
You can always do multitude of things, you know. From talking to, you know, Kenny about the different type of personnel groupings that you could find yourself in, I think you always got to find a way in this league to make sure you have a great understanding of getting the best 11 out there on the field at all times and always being ready. Situational football is the key, and being situational masters, that's one thing we got to always take our level to a higher level as coaches so they understand the game even easier.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Good job, Nick.